الفاميلي جات سندرو del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159. Great to have you with us here as we are getting set for the NFL hour now. One last thing, Joe, and I'll say, I just don't think Missouri is ready for that spot. Which is why I'm kind of leaning in that direction for that. There was one other game that nobody picked and nobody mentioned. Where was it, Joe? I got about 90 seconds.
What conference? Miami, NC State, Florida,
yeah,
Arkansas?
We did that. Those games yesterday. We did a couple of those games.
So which one are you talking about?
I don't know. I feel like I left
something
out.
It's a big one?
No, I think we got all the big ones. But I feel like there was something else that I wanted to mention to you, but I can't figure it out. You think that Maryland's going to cover the 8.5 against Penn State?
I do. I mean, again, okay. It's a potential look ahead with Michigan coming up. I think they have Michigan, but I still think the 8.5, they're coming off the loss to Northwestern.
Yeah.
Maryland.
Yeah, tough spot there for them, that's for sure. All right, Joe. We're going to get into the NFL now, that's for sure. And last check of this, Boston College is up 10-7 on Syracuse.
10-0 in the other game.
10-0 for Wyoming.
Colorado State driving.
Colorado
inside
early
the 35.
In the second quarter in that game. -10.5 live for the Cowboys as they cook things off. All right, big week in the NFL, Joe. There's actually, we welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you aboard, Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. Great week of NFL action.
Yes.
Love it, baby. Starts off with that. We get the early kick. That's good this week.
Right. And that's where I was going to lead off with you here because, you know, we've had some weeks where the Sundays have been a little suspect in terms of big games, you know, big pillar games, games that you're really waiting all week that are intriguing, that you kind of must see type of games. And I feel like we have three of them on Sunday. And the great thing is they're all in different time windows, which is very helpful. And actually, I actually think there's a fourth game that is in that 1 o'clock window that, I mean, you can go boom, 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 four in a row, four really big time games. 9:30 a.m., Miami and Kansas City. In the 1 o'clock window, I feel like Seattle and Baltimore is going to be a very good game with two very good teams. 4:30, obviously, you have the Cowboys and the Eagles, and then at night you have the Bills and the Bengals. That's as good an NFL Sunday, Joe, as we've had here 9 weeks in.
Yeah, we have an opportunity to make money in every window. That's what I like. Is like every window we could bet on and have a potential. I like having those big games because the big games obviously are where I like to eat. You know, the under-the-radar ones are the ones that don't have as much significance. I like the big ones.
Right. Well, that's the thing. You want to get in the mix, Joe. You want to get in the mix. So let's start with we'll take these big ones first, and then we'll kind of rip through some other ones before we get to the picks later in the hour. Miami and Kansas City in Frankfurt, Germany. Germany. That's right, Joe. Let's go. Get the steins out. Pour the big beers. A little Oktoberfest for Miami and the Chiefs. Now, this game was in Arrowhead. You would have had probably a little bit more pomp and circumstance with Tyreek Hill returning. Both teams talked about this a lot. It's the first time Tyreek is facing the Chiefs since the trade a couple years ago. This number is now Chiefs -1.5. It's the biggest total, I believe, this week at 50.5. Actually, the Bills and Bengals have now matched it. I mean, that total was 46.5 early in the week, Joe. That Bill-Bengal total's gotten all the way up to 50 and a hook. We'll talk about that in a moment.
I think that's going to go under that game. I really do.
The Bill-Bengal game. All right, we'll talk about that in a moment. Let's talk about this game first, 9:30 a.m. in Germany. What are you thinking about the Dolphins and the Chiefs?
Again, we talk about the Dolphins stepping up in competition and being able to run the football and just stuff the run. The interior lines, they get pushed around by the Eagles, the Bills. Doesn't matter. And this is another team that's very physical. I just can't see them beating Mahomes. And again, I think Mahomes coming off the loss, they're going to want to prove something. They think they start fast. And I love Reed over McDaniel. I really do. I like that. And I think it's an over. A lot of people talking about the win. And I understand that in terms of this. But again, I think chunk plays, whether it be bubble screens, turnovers, I think we're going to get over the 50 in a hook.
I think we are too. Now, early in the week, I was thinking the Kansas City defense has kind of ruled the day here this year. I feel they're the strength of the team so far this year. Like any team with Patrick Mahomes, he's probably the strength of the team. But, Joe, I feel like the defense has won the more games this year than Patrick Mahomes has. And they're going to have to step up big time because you know that Tyreek Hill is looking to go off. Now, he's having big games every single week, so it's hard to say to do more than he's already doing.
But he wants to show up the Chiefs.
Oh, I think he wants. If there's a week where he's like, I want 150 and two tutties, like this is just absolutely where it is right here. So I think this is going to be a heavy, heavy dose of Tyreek Hill. I think you have to get in on any time tutty this week with him. If you want to go nuts and maybe sprinkle a two tutty too with him, I think this is a big Tyreek Hill. And listen, maybe we're being too obvious, Joe. I mean, Kansas City knows what they're doing too. They've had him. They know, you know, maybe they got a plan to stop him. You know, he's always the one guy you want to stop when you're facing the Dolphins. But I think we keep it simple here, and we just go load up on Tyreek.
I'm with you in that regard, but here's the other thing, too. I mean, I also think Kelce coming off a mediocre game, he said he's never seen the team this inept. And here's the other thing. They talked about Jalen Ramsey potentially guarding Travis Kelce. He's coming off the ACL. I don't care how potential healthy he is. The guy hasn't played in how long? It's his first game back. I mean, I think that's a big mismatch, and I think Kelce eats, too. I think it's Mahomes is going to know that he'll wants to put up numbers. So does Mahomes, though, I bet.
Yeah, no doubt. So does Mahomes. Yeah, look, Joe, hopefully we get a fun one. You know? Fun one. Give us a little 35-31, you know, type of game. Let's get ourselves a nice shootout on Sunday morning there in Germany to kick off the day. Both teams are 6-2. I like what McDaniel says, too. You know, he kind of tells it like it is. He goes, we know what the narrative is going to be no matter what the outcome is. If we lose, people are going to keep saying we can't beat good teams. And if we win, people are going to think we're going to win the Super Bowl. So that's...
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. He's really not wrong on that assessment of what's going on. So I don't disagree with him. That's exactly what the narrative is going to be. All right, we'll come back, Joe. We'll keep going through Week 9 of the NFL. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Whoa, look out! Carver releases with you. There you go. Hit for Bell.
I like it. There you go.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. I'm going to go these in order, Joe, and then we'll come back and do the rest of the 1 o'clock games. So that way it stays as our theme with four straight really good games in a row to watch. So in the 1 o'clock window, the best game by far is in Baltimore, where the Seahawks and the Ravens will get together. -5.5 now for the Ravens. I saw some sixes earlier in the day, Joe. Now 44.5. Lamar's got some ridiculous record against NFC teams. I think he's 17-1 or 17-2, something like that. We played a clip on Coast to Coast of him this week. He didn't want to talk about it. He laughed at the reporters. Enough. It's football. Who cares? I think that people are going to remember the Lions going in there 2 weeks ago, Joe, and getting absolutely throttled when they look to make this play. I think the Seahawks are going to come in here and give a game. I really do. They might not win this game, but in this middle zone here, 5.5 points, I'm leaning with going with Seattle.
Ooh, that's tough. The only question I have is, I don't know. I'm still not sold on Geno. I'm not sold on them on the road.
Give me the ball, Geno.
But they did get the victory, you know, over Cleveland. And again, you know, we've seen them in a tough road spot in Cincinnati, and they couldn't step up. I'm going to lay it with Baltimore. I just think Baltimore's starting to come into form. You know, the passing attack is getting better. Lamar understanding where he has to go with the football. I'm going to lay it. I lean to the under, though, that 44.5. I don't see this game getting out of hand.
Don't see the game getting out of hand.
No,
I don't see the game getting out of hand either. I that's why I think it's a 3-point game when having the 5.5 is going to be key.
I mean, I could like I'm what I mean out of hand is like I don't think it's going to go back and forth 38-35, 30, you know. But I think Baltimore wins it convincingly. I think they win it, you know, like 27-14. I think it's something ugly like that.
Ugly game for Joe in Baltimore coming up on Sunday. The big game at 4:25 p.m. East would be the Eagles and the Cowboys getting together in Philadelphia, first meeting of the season. Eagles -3, 46.5 is the total.
I'm you know, conflicted with this one, too.
I am, too. Dax played pretty well against Philly, Joe, is one thing to look at here. He's got some decent numbers and a decent record against the Eagles. Now, a lot of that might be before this current Eagle team, this Sirianni-Jalen Hurts era of Eagle football. And I saw Dak get asked about this the other day, too. You know, they really haven't faced off a lot in the last 2 years because either one or both of them has been hurt almost every time that these two teams have gotten together. So we really haven't had too many Dak versus Hurts games. I know you like this total a lot. I wish I could get I'm not going to buy the hook. I mean, if it was 3.5, I think I'd immediately run to the Cowboys. I don't think we'll see that by Sunday afternoon. I'm probably going to lean with you, Joe, to this over.
I like that's exactly where I'm going. Now, I originally liked the Eagles, and then I started thinking about it, and I don't know if Dallas can run on them, but I think they could force them into a higher scoring game, and they did that last year with Minshew. And granted, it wasn't Hurts in Dallas, but I still think if you're going to back Dallas, now's the chance to back them, because again, they're coming off the dominant win against LA. The offense jumped out to a huge lead, 26-7. CD got involved. Jake Ferguson got involved. They mixed in a little run with Tony Pollard, and they got so abused by San Francisco in their one big road test that if you're ever going to back them, this is it, catching three against the best team in the conference. So I'm going to take a shot, take Dallas, but the best play for me is the over. Dallas won't make the card, but I'll probably take the points in this ballgame now.
Wow. You're going to take the points.
But I waffled.
Yeah,
I
don't like a side, Joe. I really don't. I think it's going to be, for me, over and props. If I think this game's going over 46.5, that means I think we're going to get involved. I mean, Joe, how can we not play A.J. Brown? He's got 125 plus in six games in a row.
Because I've been playing Smith, thinking that he's going to get the ball.
I think that this is, we just got to, let's go with the guys, Joe, who are getting it done. Like, I just feel this is Brown, Lamb. Let's get involved here. I just think the big dogs are going to eat in this game, especially if it's going over 46. Give it to everybody.
I mean, that might make the card for me, the over. I'm just letting you know.
Could be a best bet, you're saying. Could be a best bet. I understand it, Joe. I really do. I get it. It might be one for me, too.
All right, good.
Might be. We might have to go together on that over 46.5.
All right. That's
for the
fine.
Best bet card
Let's
this week. And then the fourth game of the really important ones in a row on Sunday is at night in Cincinnati, where the Bills and the Bengals get back together. Of course, the last time these two teams were in Cincinnati, Monday Night Football back in January, we had the DeMar Hamlin incident collapsing on the field. Thank God, Joe, he's good. It was an unbelievable story. And they come back here now. Now, Bengals destroyed them in the playoffs as well. We have to throw that in, too. Let me just give you the timeline of this line, Joe.
Done.
Last Saturday, before Sunday's games, the Bills in a look-ahead were -1.5. Bengals crush the 49ers. And I do think crush. I know they didn't win 38-10, but they beat them up in that game, and they were the dominant football team on the road in San Francisco. Line then goes to Bengals -1.5. By late Sunday night, Bengals -3. Which I thought was the appropriate number. And as the week has gone on, it got to about Tuesday, it went to 2.5. And then on Thursday, it went to 1.5. And it's been sitting here. I'm absolutely stunned, Joe, that this thing has been moved back towards the Bills, because I just can't figure it out with all the guys they're missing on defense, the way that their offenses looked the last month, and the way the Bengals played last week. I don't see how the Bills are in this game, let alone winning it. I just don't see it, Joe.
Oh, come on, Carver. That's your team, and you don't,
I don't
think
see
that
it.
They can...
But that's the thing, Joe. It's my team, and I know them very well. And I think this is an awful spot for them on Sunday night. Awful spot. Against a team that destroyed them in January. And I know everybody likes to bring this up. You know, they were kind of beating them up in that game before the Hamlin stuff happened. In Cincinnati on Monday night, I mean, they were driving to go up two scores when he fell. I mean, it's just Joe. They don't play well against this team. They just don't. I don't see how they're slowing Burrow down on Sunday night.
I mean, well, here's the thing. I mean, I've been more impressed with Cincinnati's defense than I have as much Joe Burrow. They shut down McCaffrey. They shut down Kenneth Walker in the last two games that they played in terms of the rushing attack. So if they could shut down Josh Allen, the RPO game, they're gonna win by double digits. I like the under, though. I like Cincinnati. I like the under as my best play.
All right. Well, let me go back to that when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, Joe, I just want to go back to that before we move on to some other games about the total in this Bill-Bengal game. So you think this thing opened at, I think, 46.5.
Yep.
And it's been hammered all the way up to 50.5 now. Now, I can understand the thinking here, especially, I mean, for the over, especially with, obviously, I've been running around all week saying, I don't see how the Bills' defense is stopping Joe Burrow on Sunday night. And, I
you
mean.
You think you moved it?
No, I don't think I moved it, Joe, please. I mean, who do you think I am? But I also think that if the Bills got down two or three scores, that's when they let Josh cook. That's when they let Josh do whatever he wants and not muzzle him. So I think this has a chance to get into the 50s. I think this absolutely could be a 38-27 type of game. But you think that this is going to stay under the number.
I do.
I would like to hear the thinking there.
Well, I think in order for Buffalo to win, they need to run the football. And I think by running the football, that's maybe Leonard Fournette, Latavius Murray, James Cook, and obviously your guy, Josh Allen. When he runs the football, that offense is much more explosive. It's much more difficult to defend. You have to account for him. And I think Joe Mixon and Cincinnati, I think they want to run the football as well. Remember the game last year, even though it was the snow, when they played the Bills, they jumped up 14-0 and utilized Mixon. I don't think they're going to look to outscore Josh Allen in this game. I think they're going to look to build the lead, frustrate him by reading coverage. And again, I'm not saying 14-13, but would it shock you if this game got like 28-17 or something ugly like that?
Wouldn't shock me, no. I don't think I would be shocked if
but
that was the case.
28-17 is an ugly game considering you got 50.5.
I mean, it's not far off of it. I mean, you're obviously not going over, but
but just
not,
think of this for
I
a
mean,
second.
Ugly game
think
would be like 20 to 10, I think more would be not even coming close. I mean,
all right, but think about how the Bills played against the Jets. Ugly game. Think about how they played against the Patriots. Not the Patriots. Tampa
Giants
Bay.
On Sunday night.
Giants and Tampa Bay. Ugly. They played down to the level of competition.
All right.
And
the
again,
only team they've opened it up on this year that was good was Miami. They looked up on Miami.
Right.
So.
And Miami wasn't as dominant in the interior as I believe as Cincinnati. Cincinnati could get after it. I think their front seven has played much better in back-to-back games. And if they went toe-to-toe with the 49ers, the mighty 49ers on the road, would they hold that offense to 3.1 yards per carry and 68 yards or 61 yards?
Right. Look, I think that everything is. This is what
Let
I've been
ask
saying
you this.
All
I'll
week
I'll put
long.
A number on it for you.
This
you
is why.
Guy,
go ahead.
Do you, yeah, and you could tell me this is why. Do you think Allen can get to 40 plus rushing yards in this game?
I mean, if they're losing, yeah.
No. From the start, like.
Well, I would like to see them utilize some of the things that they did early in that Tampa Bay game, which is you saw Allen run the football a little bit more than he has so far this year. I mean, he just, you know, before last week against Tampa, there was no design runs for him, Joe. I mean, there was nothing of him looking to get out of the pocket and move. He was always, you know, keeping it safe, throwing it away, doing things like that. I think their offense operates better when there is elements of him running as well. So I hope that it's part of it. And, I mean, 40 yards rushing, sure. I think he can get there if they're going to play the same offense they played in the first half against Tampa.
So then you have it. If that happens, that's sustained drives. That's, you know, clock, isn't it? That's how I think you get the under. Now, again, you were going to say this is why. So this is
Well, you brought up all the stuff that the Bengal defense did against the 49ers last week, and that this is why I've been saying to you two-plus touchdowns they're going to win by. I feel like the Cincy offense is at its peak this year so far. The Cincy offense is at its peak because Burrow is the healthiest he has been all year, and you saw that last week against the 49ers, and their defense is playing the best that it has played all year, and you saw that against the 49ers. You combine those two things, and you look at what the Bills have done in the last four games. What makes you think that this game is going to even be close?
Well, because I think that Buffalo will come in knowing that they lost to this team last year in the playoffs, knowing that they really haven't stepped up. I mean, what's their best win this year? Miami. Right? That's the only one. But they don't have a real quality road win. They lost to Jacksonville, right? I mean, struggled with Mac Jones in New England. I mean,
right. I mean, look, they, outside of the Miami game, no, they haven't gone on the road and beaten anybody very good. I mean, they won in Washington against the Commanders. Yeah, they destroyed them that day. They lost the dopey Monday night game at MetLife against the Jets to start the season.
Right. So they haven't been good on the
and
road.
They lost in Foxborough. So, you know,
I mean,
well, the line scares me, Joe. I think the line makes you think the Bills are going to be very live here. That the line makes you think that. If you're just looking
you're
at the numbers,
digits, though. You're thinking
I think they're going to get pounded. I think they're going to get pounded. Now, look, I'm also not going to sit here and tell you that if they somehow won this game, I'm not going to be smiling ear to ear on Monday morning. Of course I am. But I'm just looking at this from as objectively as I can. I don't see what the Bills have done the last 4 weeks that makes anybody think they're going to come out here and challenge the Bengals on Sunday night. I just don't see it. I'll be pumped up if they do. I'll be booting and hollering if they win this game on Sunday night.
If they lose this game, are they one and done in the playoffs based off of this body of work?
Yeah, I mean, I think they could be one and done anyway. So, I don't, you know. Now, they made two additions on defense this week. I don't know if those guys are going to be up to speed enough to help them.
Douglas
and Linval Joseph. Yeah. Those are, you know, and Joe, it's significant because they're,
they have,
you know,
nobody.
It's better than the guys that they were playing who are basically off the street. So, I mean, that's why it's better. But I don't have high hopes, Joe, as we can clearly tell.
I like the under. Mean, I'm sticking to my guns on this.
Sticking
with the under. I think we're going to get an ugly game.
Let's blast through a couple of other ones here before we get to the picks. The Rams are going to have a game-time decision with Stafford. They're in Lambeau against the Packers. They're catching three. It's 38.5. The Packers suck, Joe. I'm tired of them as well. If Stafford even crawls himself out there, I'm taking the Rams plus the three.
Right, but how do you
know? And they win the game outright.
Yeah, but if it's ripping, I'm not taking ripping. I'm not taking.
You know
ripping.
What? If it's ripping and this thing gets, and you give me more than 3 points, I'm going to take the Rams. Look at Joe. McVay will have him ready. Who was the kid that played for Stafford? What was that a couple years? Was it Wofford that went in there and played
pretty
well?
Yeah, John Wofford. Yep.
I'm telling you, McVay will have him ready, and they might not win the game. I'll take whatever points they're giving me. That Packer offense is pathetic.
I was just going to say, I like the over.
Well, I don't know about that. That I would not be involved with. That ain't for me.
I lean to the Packers if Stafford's not playing. And I like the over. The over is my best bet. I think the Rams are going to be able to throw it. You're right, Rippon, but I think Rippon could be turnover prone. And I think if you're Green Bay, what are we doing? This LaFleur, like, he doesn't utilize those weapons at all. He's horrible. He is horrible.
He's no good.
He's terrible, but I would lay with Green Bay.
Okay, we're on opposite sides there.
All right.
Tampa and Houston, both 3-4 going into this game. The Texans are -3. The total's a flat 40. This is a big game in this aspect, Joe. 4-4 looks a hell of a lot better than 3-5. So this is a pretty big swing game in the seasons for both of these teams, I feel like.
Yeah. Now, I like Tampa. I think they're a little bit more veteran. I think, again, the way that team played against Buffalo, not quit. Houston, again, I think they showed that they're still a rookie team and with a rookie head coach, and they allowed Bryce Young and Frank Reich to come out of the bye and win that and steal that ballgame. I lean to Tampa Bay with the points. But I really like the over. I mean, 40, flat 40, that might be a best bet. That might be a best bet for me. I just
so you like the over. You think that that they can put some points up, huh?
I think both of those offenses could cook. I really do. Okay. I think we can get a shootout of the, into the 50s there.
A shootout, Joe.
I do.
Shootout between Tampa.
I want to see. Well, like, what is the highest you think we can go on this alternate total points? What are they going to give me?
I don't know.
55. What are they giving
55.
Me?
55. I'm not sure.
Give it to me. All right, Ken, I'll find it.
Fire it up, Joe. Fire it up. all right, we're going to come back, and we will do the picks. And after the picks, I'm sure there's going to be a few games that neither of us have talked about yet. Because there's some, I mean, I know we talked about those four big games, Joe, but there's a lot of stinky games this week as well on this board. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's go.
And we're back.
Let's go.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. It is time for the Week 9. Halfway home. The Week 9. Carver and Lisi. NFL selections. Big week for Joe last week. 4-0.
Say what? Say
4-0
what?
For Joe last week. That climbed him up to 18-13-1. So he needed that. Really strong. Last week I was 2-1-1. I am also 18-13-1. So me and Joe dead even after 8 weeks. I'll say we're doing a hell of a lot better than we're doing in the college. As we're both five games over 500 here.
58%! 58% sharp material! So material!
We're doing a lot better in the NFL than we are in the college. All right, Joe, pick number one for you, NFL Week 9.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. You know, we talk about Ron Rivera, how gutless he is. He was gutless a couple of weeks ago on the road against the New York Giants laying 3. Now here comes Bill Belichick. He's selling parts. Chase Young, chopped. Who else did they chop, right? Gone. This one, that one. I don't believe in Sam Howell on the road. All Bill Belichick does is eat up inexperienced quarterbacks. I know this team played down last week, but they're back in Foxborough. Mac Jones, a little roll. Give me a little roll, baby, Mac Jones. I think they run it. I think they throw it. And Bill Belichick, as bad as he's been this year, is 15 times better than Ron Rivera. You're giving me an extra hook? I'm lighting. Double digit. Did you win with New England this weekend?
Wow. So -2.5 for New England, huh, Joe? -2.5 for you in that one. Believe it or not, Joe, I have that game on my card as well. It's probably the worst game of the week. Well, there's a couple candidates for that. But I'm going in a little bit of a different direction. I'm going with the over 40.5. I think that with Washington getting rid of their pass rushers, I think that Mac Jones, as awful as he is, he's going to have some time to operate, and I think he's going to be able to score some points. And I've seen Sam Howell in enough weeks score some points himself. You're right, Belichick will probably have some things for him he hasn't seen before. They've been sacked a lot this year. I mean, I've seen him drop 30 on Philly a couple times, so I know they could score. 40.5 is a bit of a short number. I'm taking the over, Joe. Over 40.5 for me, Patriots and the Commanders.
All right. Gardner Minshew, right? Indianapolis on the road, laying a very short number. Very short. Less than a field goal. It's 2.5. You got the kid on the other side, Bryce Young. He came out of a bye week. He got the victory. Frank Wright thinks he's back with Phil Rivers and a team a couple of years ago that he took to the wild card round against your Buffalo Bills. Indianapolis defense, they suck. All right, Carolina playing at home. I like the consistency of the offensive line now. Bryce Young getting a little more acclimated. I think the fact that the Panthers are at home is the difference. Asking Gardner Minshew to go into this spot, very tough ask. I like the over, but I'm taking Carolina back-to-back outright wins as a 2.5-point dog. Give me the points over the Colts.
All right, Joe. I was going to take that game, but I'm going to go off of it now. I was going to go Carolina. I was going to go with you, Carolina plus the 2.5. But I know I tell you all the time not to do this, but I'll do it here. I'm going to back off now and go with something else instead. I have something that I'll line up at the back now. One, this was on the card, so this isn't the audible. I told you already, I like Seattle this week on the road in Baltimore. I think that the stuff with the West Coast teams at 1 o'clock, that stuff's been gone for a long time. In fact, the cover percentage, Joe, for those West Coast teams in the 1 o'clock time zone are actually pretty high over the last 5 years. I just think that they're a tough football team who's going to be in this game. Don't know if they win the game, but I think it's going to be close all the way to the end. Give me Geno and Carroll on the road in Baltimore, Geno, plus the 5.5.
Geno, throw me the ball, Geno! All right, all right. We can see that. I don't like the fact that you got off the Panthers. So we're,
well,
our chi is
still
in order.
Playing it with you. Yeah,
our chi is in order,
playing.
So that's good. All right. I told you I like Tampa Bay. But the play in this ball game is simple. You got a little Baker Mayfield. You got a little C.J. Stroud. You have weapons. Mike Evans, will he be gone? Nah, he's got to step up. Godwin, inconsistent. The fact that Baker's on the road, I think, will benefit this offense. I don't think they run it. Rushing attack has been non-existent with Rashad White, Keyshawn Vaughn, whoever you want to throw out there. I think Baker could potentially throw for 275 in this ball game, and on the flip side, I think Stroud is going to eat. You know what that leads to, right? Points, points, points. 40 is way too light. I want to alt it up to the 50s over Tampa Bay and Houston.
All right, Joe. Next for me. I'm going to go after my own team just because I've been talking my position all week long. I just don't. No. I'm sorry, Joe. I can't see it. I can't see it. I'm picking them here for the picks. And if I lose, I lose. That means I had myself a fun Sunday night. Cincinnati minus the 1.5. I'm sorry. The Bengals are playing their best football of the season. The Bills have looked awful. For 4 weeks, inconsistent offensively, except when they get down a couple scores. They're missing half their starters on defense. How are they stopping the mighty Joe Burrow and crew Sunday night? I don't see it at all. Bengals minus 1.5 for me, Joe.
All right. I took one off. I put it on. I'm going to go to Philadelphia. It's supposed to be balmy over the weekend. You have two offenses that have absolutely exploded. Dak, we know what he did against the L.A. Rams, just throwing all over the yard. CD, Brandon Cooks, weapons, weapons, weapons. We know about A.J. Brown, but this is a Devontae Smith game. I think he steps up. The secondary receivers look for Goddard, too. I think Jalen Hurts, he could potentially throw for 350 in this game. 46.5, way too light. I lean to Dallas, but I really like the over. Give me the points, baby. Give me over 46.5, Dallas and Philly.
Over 46.5 for Dallas and Philly. All right, Joe. All right, I'm going to go for it here. This will be my replacement. I was going to have Carolina, I told you. But I like this one a lot, too. Raiders fire Josh McDaniels this week.
Oh, no. He's going with Pierce.
Every guy that has talked since then, especially, they're all running around basically saying how everybody's happy now. You don't have to walk around on eggshells anymore. You can actually play football. I think that plays maybe for 1 week. I don't think it plays for the entire season, but for 1 week, I do think it plays. Raiders at home. Giants have not been good. Now, their defense has been a lot better, Joe. The Giant defense. They've been excellent, really, the last few weeks. Daniel Jones is coming back. I don't care. I think you're going to get a big Max Crosby effort. It's going to be ugly, but I'm taking the Raiders minus the 1.5. I think that the emotion of this week pushes them over the edge. Raiders minus 1.5 against the
Giants.
Antonio
Pierce.
That's sure right.
All right, ready?
There you go, Joe.
New England minus the 2.5. Carolina plus the 2.5. Over 40. Tampa Bay and Houston over the 46.5. Dallas and Philadelphia.
Raiders minus 1.5, Bengals minus 1.5, Seahawks plus the 5.5, and the Patriots in Washington over 40.5. The Carver and Lisi Week 9 NFL selections. All right, Joe, great job.
Let me just say this. We are a combined 36-26-1. We smash your bookie over the head with a hatchet.
We've been good with the NFL.
10 games over 500. Just lay it. Take it.
A couple games we have not mentioned whatsoever. Number one, we got ice-cold Heineke Light in for the Falcons with Minnesota coming in. Who's going to have Hall and then probably Dobbs.
I wanted to take this over bad.
You can't, Joe. 37.5 is the number. Minus 3.5 for the Falcons. Like, I want to take the Falcons. I want to take the Falcons, but every Falcon game is down to the last
Why
last
can't we
play.
Take the over? We can't take the
I just,
over.
I can't trust that this kid from BYU is going to score any points, and I feel like the Viking D's played really well the last few weeks. I can't take the over.
What about the Cleveland-Arizona over?
That's another one. 38.5. Browns minus 9.5. And Watson, it sounds like Joe is going to play. Cardinals, I guess it's going to be Clayton.
What's up with this guy? He's out. Yeah. He's in. He's out. He's in.
I know.
Make up your mind already.
I agree. But that's what we're looking at, Joe, with him.
Well,
you could get the over. I think you get the over in the game, Joe. Yeah.
I don't know, Corv. I can't believe you went to Antonio Pierce.
Yeah. Yeah, I did, Joe.
What was the reason?
I just feel like just for this week, I think the players are going to give a big-time effort. You're going to get a big effort this week, and the Giants aren't that good. Big effort out of the squad. Adams, all right. Max Crosby, the leadership is going to step up. For the Raiders at home.
Do they have leadership?
You're going to find out.
Are they going to be dead to you if they cost you this win?
Probably going to depend on what they're parlayed with on Sunday, I guess. I guess it'll depend on what we're playing them with.
You're too funny.
Right, Joe? What else do we not do? Bears are in New Orleans against the Saints. Now, Fields practiced on Friday, but he's still doubtful. I think that they're eyeing Fields, Joe, for the Thursday game against Carolina because they do play on Thursday next week. But it's going to be the kid, Tyson Badgin, again. They're getting 8.5. Totals are flat 41.
I can't.
You want to trust
his father's
the
like an arm wrestler
or
something? He's so good. Yes. He's so good. Just put more elbow into it. Come on.
I am with you on Carolina plus the 2.5, Joe. I love the Carolina Panthers this week.
You love? Not like love?
Love them. Love them.
Oh, Carver. You love them?
Yep.
You
want to
alt
them?
Well, rightfully so. I was 4-0. You were 2-1-1.
Well, I mean, we got the same record all year, Joe. I mean, it's not, you know.
I mean, we're smashing the bookie in the NFL. 10 games over, 58%. That's sharp material. Bookie doesn't even want to see us. Meet me on Wednesday. We come down. He doesn't have the bag. Nothing. He's got nothing. You got nothing.
Smashing the
Where's Sammy? You got nothing, Sammy. Anybody seen Sammy? I thought I saw him, but, you know, he was down by the Chick-fil-A. He's gone. He got a Slurpee at 7-Eleven.
Oh, boy. Carolina's that Bear game is Carolina and Chicago. That's a tough Thursday night game next week, Joe. Oh. Bears-Panthers. Get ready, Al. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. The Monday night game this week is the Chargers and the Jets at MetLife. Jets are getting 3.5 at home. It's a flat 40 right now. I mean, I obviously have some time to think about this, Joe, before we get back together on Monday, but, like, I don't think you ever want to take the Chargers as a road favorite. I don't think you want to take the Jets. Like, I don't know. This is a tough one here. You got any leans for this game here on Monday night?
I would take the over, believe it or not. I think I'm going to take the over in this
game. Go for the over.
Go Joe for the Lisi. Over in
Go
this one.
Flat for the 40. Over.
I mean, I'll take a shot. I mean, 40. Again, I can't take either team. Yeah, I mean, you're asking to lay 3.5 on the road. And then take Zach Wilson plus the 3.5, which basically means got to win it.
Right. It's really not a good spot. I'm sure I'll find some way to entertain myself with the game on Monday night. But, yeah, I guess maybe. If the Chargers win, you feel like it's an over, right?
You would think, right? I mean, don't you want to push tempo with the young? I mean, same type of situation. They jump up early on the kid, force him to beat you.
The kid, jump up early on the kid. Great job, Joe. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday. Great job by Matias Burbell. Got a big fight card in Brazil coming up on Saturday night. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Have a great weekend. Cash some tickets. We'll see you on Monday.